This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The U.S. and Ukraine have signed a long-term security deal to help Kyiv's fight against Russia at the G7 summit in Italy. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Minutes after he and President Biden finalized the pact in Italy, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked him, but also raised a concern through an interpreter.
The question has to be for how long the unity will last.
Given the prospect of Donald Trump returning to the White House in November, the president tried to reassure Zelensky and Ukrainians.
They'll have what they need.
The agreement came as the president and other G7 leaders also cleared the way for a $50 billion loan package for Kyiv. He says those steps, plus new sanctions on Russia, send a signal to Vladimir Putin.
He cannot wait us out.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A flotilla of Russian warships has arrived in Cuban waters to carry out joint maneuvers with the Cuban armed forces. Western governments are watching closely. VOA's Jonathan Speer narrates this report by Ricardo Makina.
The Russian Ministry of Defense assures that this visit does not pose a threat. Mathieu Buleg, a consulting fellow with the Russia and Eurasia program at Chatham House, spoke to VOA.
In the context of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, it does add an extra layer of provocation.
In the current atmosphere of tension between Russia and the West, Washington does not see this as a routine visit. Observers see this as a Kremlin attempt to show the world that Russia has allies in Latin America, especially after U.S. President Joe Biden approved Ukraine's use of American weapons against targets inside Russian territory. For Ricardo Marquina, Jonathan Speer, VOA News.
The Colombian government of President Gustavo Petro announced a plan Thursday that a military hospital will offer medical treatment to Palestinian children injured in the Israel-Hamas war. This is VOA News. The African National Congress was holding last-minute talks with other parties on Thursday to thrash out a deal to form South Africa's next government, as Secretary General Fikile Mbalula said it aimed to work with as many parties as possible.
We have engaged, like we said, with a number of political parties, and we have reached a breakthrough on the common agreement that we need to work together.
The broad parameters of a deal need to be agreed in time for the first convening of a newly elected parliament on Friday. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Thursday during the G7 summit that he will not use his presidential powers to lessen the eventual sentence that his son Hunter will receive for his federal felony conviction on gun crimes. Hunter Biden's sentencing date has not been set, and the three counts carry up to 25 years in prison, though that's unlikely as a first-time offender. The Biden administration faces its first lawsuit over the new asylum crackdown at the border. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Several immigrant advocacy groups are suing the Biden administration over the president's directive to stop asylum processing at the southern border once encounters with migrants reach 2,500 per day. It went into effect immediately because the latest figures were at about 4,000 daily. The groups call it legally indistinguishable from former President Trump's actions. It's the first test of the legality of Biden's crackdown, which came after months of internal White House deliberations and is designed in part to deflect political attacks against the president's handling of immigration. Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Macedonia's President Gordana Siljanovska-Devkova referred to her country as Macedonia in an inauguration speech, reigniting a long-running dispute with Greece, which claims the use of the name implies territorial claims on a Greek province, which is also called Macedonia. Speaking at the end of a Southeast European Cooperation Process Summit on Thursday, the president said, quote, "I, as a human being, have the right to express myself," end quote. A mariner was severely injured on Thursday after two anti-ship cruise missiles launched by Yemen's Houthis struck a Ukrainian-owned vessel in the Gulf of Aden, the U.S. military said. The bulk cargo carrier MV Verbena reported damage and subsequent fires on board, which the crew is continuing to fight. The U.S. military's Central Command said on X, the injured mariner was medically evacuated from the ship and seems to be recovering from his injuries. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.